Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he the sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper.
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach Lane and Rattlesnake spitting straight facts, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boy.
Send Zach back
when they making noise.
Yeah. What's up, baby boys? Shot, you turned it down very low, Jorge. It's fine. I like to feel it a little bit when we get into the show.
It's actually Dom's engineering today. I'm producing for Shannon.
Hey, dumb Dom, do the job right. Oh, wow. My gun clock didn't go off. Who's in charge of the show? Who's in charge of the show, Jorge? Because the fucking soundboard's not working.
Here, had it again? Yeah, it was just low the first time.
Is that a Dom thing?
I'll take credit for that.
God damn it. You a Dom fool. I don't know any other things to say. Domination.
You're dumb as hell.
Dun 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 dun. Great show planned today. I will say, Yunus Papash bailed on the show just 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
The actual disrespect, and I'm gonna quote Kurt Metzger here from some diner monkey from Ass Fuck Island has the nerve to disrespect the Lewis and Zach show. It's not good.
It really hurt my feelings.
Maybe it was because
it really,
of you.
You know what? It felt like a who all going to be there type thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, shit, I forgot.
Well, it was pretty crazy. I mean, look, maybe it's a better show without him. Who knows? I like Giannis, but he did fucking bail. And we tried to get a couple people, and I didn't want to just invite anybody in, so I called Timmy, and we said, you know what? Let's just do a show with Timmy as a guest. Okay. Tim Butterly's a fucking goddamn king. Tim, from Dad Meat, Tim Butterly Show, one of the best in the biz. Great friend.
That's
good dude.
Nice of you. That's extremely nice of you.
One and one in combat between me and him.
Oh, yeah, we're even Stevens.
We have to figure out our final battle.
I know. I want to do stick fighting so bad. Like African stick fighting, where you stand in like a dirt circle and you got these long sticks and you're just wailing on each other.
I don't like being hit with sticks.
Harrington is taking over armored combat.
I would armor combat.
We could armored combat.
I mean, dude, I think I beat you in armored combat.
I think you're an idiot. I've been to armored combat.
Dougie, your jiu-jitsu skills mean nothing in armored combat.
That's what you think. Yeah. First of all, you with the gear on, you weigh 290 pounds.
Okay.
And that sounds great.
There's some
Zach puts it on, he loses weight.
And they, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, cudgel swinging and shit like that, but eventually they just get close enough and whoever knows how to, like, just put someone on the ground wins.
Yeah.
So I think...
There's a chance. Look, if Harrington can
set it up.
And
then I'm going to find out you've been training in fucking, you know, mace fighting for the past 2 years.
I mean, we'll see. Can you choose your weapon?
I believe so, yeah.
Training in mace fighting is what Lewis calls sex.
We have an incredible show planned today.
That shit got a fucking drop, dude. What is going on here?
Well, you know, here, dude.
Thank you.
It was good. We have an incredible show planned today. Either way, without Giannis being here, love having Tim Butterly in town. You doing anything else in the city today?
I came up just for this.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
What a guy.
Giannis Papas couldn't be fucking bothered to come a half an hour from his fucking place in
Couldn't
Brooklyn.
Roll out of his fucking apartment and stroll down here.
Yeah. Pretty fucked up.
I drove up congestion pricing, by the way.
Wow.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm not tooting my own horn or anything. I'm just saying.
How much more is it for the congestion pricing? I don't even know.
I have no idea. $100?
No.
Could be.
I think it's like $10 more, something like that. But it does make it so there's no traffic downtown anymore.
It's the best ever.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather pay an extra $10 every time I come in to not sit in 15, 20 minutes of traffic.
When you're driving to New York once every other week, it's the best idea ever.
Yeah.
Sorry to all of you people. What were you doing driving to New York every day anyway?
Well, I drive to Lower Manhattan twice a day on Mondays and Wednesdays. I go home and then I come back.
Oh, you're ruined.
Yeah, I'm
it's
fucking,
over for you.
It's a big problem.
Get on the fucking subway, man.
Yeah. Look, we have an incredible show planned. Lots of things to talk about. Jorge is filling in for Shannon right now. They keep on just throwing us fucking producers. Like, it doesn't even matter. There's no rhyme or reason.
Who's they? Aren't you in charge?
Yeah. Yeah, but I compartmentalized myself. So I'm complaining about Louis J. Gomez, one of the owners of Gas Station.
Back
right
end
now.
Louis.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
fucking.
This is fucking, yeah, but I call him pig vomit.
Talent Louis.
Yeah, yeah. This is talent Louis.
This is regular vomit Louis.
pig shit Louis.
Shout out to everyone watching live on the Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or anywhere else, you guys should know we do an uncensored ad-free version with a live premiere, racist live chat, and a bonus episode every Friday. So go subscribe to Gas Digital. If you like uncensored content, all we show boobs, we show cunts, we show buttholes, we show all that stuff, dude.
Wow.
And we bleep out a lot of words. So, you know, you get no N-words on the YouTube version.
Mm-hmm. They're going to get one in this one?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. No N-words. A perfect world, I call it. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. We do have the Super Bowl this weekend. Are you excited at all, Tim? Do you watch football?
No. I'm excited for all my boys for their sexual release when the,
everyone,
when the birds
everyone's
win
from
it.
Philly.
Yeah. And then I guess what's the story is that it's fixed against us because it's Taylor Swift.
I guess, but that's
so
not true. I believe that the Earth is flat more than I believe that they're fixing the Super Bowl so Taylor Swift wins.
I don't know. Well, I mean, these are unscrupulous people, you know?
Yeah.
Did you see the kicker that got in trouble for all the massage parlor accusations?
Wait, what do you mean? They log when you go to a massage parlor?
No, he was he kept coming while getting massaged and leaving cum on the table.
Well, that's wild.
And I don't even know if he was like asking to get released. I
he
think
just
they were just
comes.
Yeah, he's like a good Christian boy. And when
I get a regular massage, I do turn over and I try to give myself a rock hard boner.
I know you get your hips off the table and elevate your ass.
I really do. I'm like, oh yeah, let it be seen.
Oh my God, imagine if a woman did this for free. Imagine affection.
Why don't I just date a fucking massage therapist or a chef? That's a better way to be. Why do I date all of these dumb bitches who can't do anything for me?
Yeah, you want someone that brings something to the table?
Because you have a type?
Yeah.
Well, look, I'll tell you right now, I'm very excited about a lot of these stories. Jorge did a great job of putting together a prep sheet but not telling me anything that's on it, so this is the first time
Beautiful.
I'm seeing it. Thank you, Jorge.
Of course, Louis.
Yeah. So let's see. This is one that's been on the table for a few days now, and it's kind of fucked up. So there's a woman who defecated on her ex-boyfriend's clothing after a dispute.
Hmm.
That's a crazy bitch right there.
Especially since she's going to have to wash it.
Yeah, right? Maybe.
Make
well,
it more work for
it's
yourself.
It's her ex.
Oh, okay.
Let's see this video, Jorge.
You want to post a video of me taking a shit on the toilet? Here's your shit, nigga. You ready? You ready?
No.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Ready?
She got a nice little side butt.
Wow, we got a butt and an N-word. Hold this on. Is incredible.
Oh. Oh, it's wet.
Yeah, bitch. You want to fucking post me taking a shit?
Oh.
Yeah, nigga. You want your shit back? You want to post me taking a shit? Think you the shit? You
want to
post a video?
Bitches be wildin'.
Did he post a video for taking a shit?
I'm assuming so.
Can we see that
yeah.
video?
What's the video that he posted? Is there any more information surrounding the story, Jorge?
So essentially what she said in the story, her boyfriend started like making fun of her using social media, and in retaliation she was like, I'm gonna post this, but the original video that the guy posted can't be found anywhere.
Wow.
So essentially she was embarrassed that people were gonna see her shitting, so she made a viral video of her shitting now that everyone's seen.
Women are fucking retarded.
That's so badass, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Woman destroys ex-boyfriend.
Look at me in my eyes. Look at me in my eyes watching.
Look at my turds.
That would be like me going live and being like, I'll show you how little a dick can get.
That's wild. That's a crazy bitch. Timmy, you've been with your wife for a long time.
Very long time. Our 16th anniversary is tomorrow.
Wow. And your oldest child is 17?
Yeah. Hey, man. You know, it worked out.
That's fucking it. Tomorrow is your 16th anniversary. Mm-hmm. What are you doing for? Anything special?
I'll probably write her something very nice about how much I love her.
Like a note? Like a handwritten note?
Yeah. Yeah.
Women are so retarded. It
drives her wild.
You give her a handwritten note. I remember one time I was fucking a chick and I broke things off with her with a handwritten note. And it like touched her soul, and she liked me even more. I swear to God, I wrote her a handwritten note. She was from LA, and I sent it to her. And she was like, that was like the sweetest thing ever. Like, you know, if you're ever available, I really want to be with you. And I was like, I just told you I don't want to be with you via handwritten note.
Insane.
Yeah.
You spray a little of your cologne on the note?
Yeah, I wipe my ass with it. I put it under the covers and fart on it.
Yeah, see, I don't want a handwritten note. If I'm dating a chick and she gives me a handwritten note, she's giving me work to do.
Well, they're not as good as at words.
I want her to record an audio file. I listen to audiobooks. I'm not going to fucking read a goddamn note. If she records an audio file, I will listen to it.
Yeah, get it narrated by Mark Hamill. Yeah. Bring in the fucking big guns.
Yeah, dude.
Your feelings about me?
John Malkovich narrates.
I'm dry humping masseuse tables. I don't want a letter.
Well, I don't dry hump the masseuse table. I turn over and I get my dick hard. While she's like touching my legs and thighs.
Oh, I thought you were pulsing down onto that and kind of doing the
No. That thing would be
sort of that hole's for your face.
So that's a really crazy bitch. I'm assuming your Mary Jo's not crazy. She's a normal.
She's crazy.
Is she crazy?
She'll tell you she's crazy.
What's the craziest thing she's ever done?
I mean,
you guys were young when you got together. So everyone in their 20s is a little bit fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's especially crazy or if every relationship has to go through a point where you have to like iron out the kinks in, you know, just a normal woman.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was an absolute psychopath.
Well, women, when they get pregnant as well, here's the other thing about women. When they get pregnant, their hormones get all fucking wonky and wackadoodle. Mm. You don't even know the woman you're going to be with until she's actually had a baby.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. So that's like, because they're different before they get pregnant.
Yeah, and then the thing is, they don't go back afterwards. Yeah. They're not pregnant crazy anymore, but they're a new person. It's a third thing after that. And then each pregnancy, it's like they forgot the last one. They go through the whole thing again. Then now she's on like her seventh new person now since we have fucking kids.
It kind of rules to be a dude, be like, dude, I'm fucking a new chick. It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty fucking cool, man.
Yeah, that's why I like when a girl fucking changes up her look every once in a while.
Yeah.
Shave the pussy sometimes. Sometimes grow it in. You need variety. Variety is the spice of life.
Your bedroom should look like a costume shop.
Did you date a lot of chicks before Mary Jo?
No. I think you could read that on me.
No. You're a handsome guy.
Oh, well, thank you very much for saying so. But now I've been an absolute spurglord my entire life. Dude.
Really?
I was not destined for greatness.
So you've not had a lot of sex with a lot of different women?
No.
Can you say the number of women you've had sex with?
It's a small number. I'm not gonna share anything that personal, but it's...
Come on, you could share it.
I would say less than a handful.
Less than a handful, so that's less than five?
Yeah.
You've had sex with less than five women?
Uh-huh.
That's bonkers.
On paper, I guess it is, but I really lucked out with this lady.
No, you did. It's great. It's a beautiful thing. I'm jealous.
Yeah, it's really sweet, actually.
Yeah, dude. I'm neck deep in pussy. It just won't stop ending.
Here's the thing. I don't have any like regrets over not having like a wild period because I was absolutely mortified of the idea of like romantic excursions and even putting any effort into that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I've been married since like before apps took off.
Well, it's also you were married before you had any money as well. So
I still don't have any money.
Well, I mean, you're doing all right. Come on, okay. you're doing okay.
Good gesture, President.
Yeah, I mean, you're not like completely desolate and broke. You can fucking take a trip.
I'm better off than when I was working.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so I when you're young though, there's no expectation of fucking doing anything like crazy for a chick. You just take a chick to McDonald's. You can take a chick to fucking Chipotle, and that's okay. When you're in my situation, you're single, and you fucking got a little bit of cashola, and now these bitches want to. I fucked up. That's what I fucked up with my ex-girlfriend. I started taking her to really nice places, and I shouldn't have done that. Day one, I should have been like, this is what it is. Fucking Chipotle, fucking maybe Chick-fil-A once in a while.
Outback on your birthday.
I know. I did that.
Nice.
I did the same thing with my son. Like, he's so used to going, James, want to get some food? I was like, where do you want to go? He's like, Capital Grill. I was like, fuck you.
Suck my dick.
Fuck you, James.
You got Capital Grill
this
money?
This cocksucker, I brought him to Capital Grill again, maybe 3 weeks. It's been a while since we've been. And I was like, all right, well, let's go to Capital Grill. And he literally goes, the chef the waiter goes, look, are today's specials, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, then we have a Japanese Wagyu.
Oh.
And he goes,
can I get that Oscar,
dude,
please?
With all seriousness, he went, yeah, I'll get the Wagyu. I was like, you're not getting the Wagyu. You don't know the fucking difference between a Wagyu or a regular steak.
Yeah, well, that's how my daughter is now.
Yeah.
She I don't think she remembers how poor we've been and doesn't appreciate how poor we still are.
Yeah.
So now she's just like got expensive taste. She'll run the menu at a place. I'm like, you're not even gonna fucking eat all that.
Yeah.
And so I do get kind of that part of it, you know, still.
Yeah, I gotta be fucking cheap. I gotta be cheap with these bitches.
Handwritten letters and Taco Bell have carried me through my entire marriage.
Good for you, man. Well, congratulations to you and Mary Jo.
Thank you very much, man.
Are you guys going anywhere, doing anything special?
No, we're pretty busy. So we're probably, if anything, we'll probably sneak away from the kids for like 45 minutes and go to Nifty 50s, which is like a old-timey diner thing near us. It's around the corner from our house.
Love it.
And then we'll go back to the house.
That is true fucking love. That's what I needed to do.
Bro, we're one person. Or we're not a person, but we're one thing, you know? It's not even like a lady I have feelings for. We've completely intertwined our entire existence together. It's the best ever.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm very jealous. Lewis, I can't find
got
love.
Very emotional there.
I know.
I can't find love. I'm looking at the wrong places.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, we got to tell you about this brand new sponsor, which is Cornbread, guys. Cornbread, they make incredible products, THC products, CBD products. They sent me the gummies. They have a gummy to go to sleep at night. It has 25 milligrams of CBD and 1 milligram of THC, and they put you right the fuck out. They don't get you high. That's not what it's for, but they also have other products that have more THC in them. They have one-to-one ratio products as well, but genuinely incredible company. This is a lot of these products, they're taking the place of drinking. Everyone's drinking too much. Guess what? Drinking is poisoning your body. You should be fucking taking THC, CBD. It's a way better way to live your life. So all you got to do right now is go to cornbreadhemp.com and use the promo code LAZ when you check out. You're going to save 30% off your order today at cornbreadhemp.com. Use that promo code LAZ. All right, where were we?
Stop going to open mics.
There's not that many open micer comedians anymore that I'm interested in. I feel like
the wells run dry.
Yeah, it's a lot. They think I'm a fucking rapist. They think I'm a fucking.
Are you seeing anybody right now?
Kind of.
Like seriously, or just like, you know, I'm not talking about ladies who are
not. I mean, open not to not an serious, serious. But message. I do see that it's going down more serious route with one of the ladies that I've been talking to, and I almost gotta like stop it. I gotta, you know.
Why? You're self-sabotaging?
Because I should be single for a while. I should.
What? I mean, you've been single forever. I don't even count your relationships as you being in a relationship.
Why?
Because you're kind of just
like... I cheat? Okay, Tim, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, if you took a serious crack at it one time, I think you'd be surprised.
I did. The last one I took a serious crack at.
Yeah.
That last one, it was a very serious crack.
Yeah. Well, what went wrong?
You know, she wasn't right for me.
Okay, good try.
She just wasn't right.
Get back on the horse.
She wasn't the one.
Get back on the horse.
Chrissy Mayer?
Get off the horse.
You're going to lead a whore to water. But she'll start sucking your dick. Drinking cum out of it. I don't want water. I want cum.
I don't even know why we came to the lake.
Who wants water when there's cum everywhere? Cum is so delicious. Yeah, no, I got to fucking, I don't know. I gotta be single for a while. Buy a fucking house.
You're getting old. You're running out of time. You're not getting old. You're running out of time.
What do you mean?
I'm not dying. The window is closing on you finding someone to spend the rest of your meaningful time with.
No, the beautiful part is girls in their late 20s, early 30s all fucking want an old man.
Yeah?
That's what they like.
Is that what you got him for? Like 50 with like a 30-something?
I think, yeah, being 50 and having a 30-year-old hot wife would rule.
I think that would work for you for sure.
Yeah, without
a doubt. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because once they hit 30, then they're thinking about having kids.
Wait,
you know.
How old is James going to be when you're 50?
That's in 8 years. James will be 20.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, then that's fine. That's kosher.
Oh, yeah.
James will be 20.
Yeah, bring all your friends, James. It'll be a cool time.
I'm just saying you don't want her too close to James's age. Then it gets weird.
Hold on. I'm getting hard. This is good.
I'm saying if you're 60 and she's 30,
if you hold
then
out,
she's James's age, then it's weird.
You hold out 3 years after that.
Yeah.
When you're 53, that's when you know, reap what you sow.
Oh, I found James. You know who else he likes? I told you he likes Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Looked in his phone again. Megan Thee Stallion. James is a little fucking...
Good job.
I guess it's hereditary.
Dude, he likes hot black chicks. It's fucking wild. Yeah. It's wild.
You know what? Good for him.
Pull up Megan Thee Stallion. I never thought she was hot, and I got to see what my son sees in her. Let's
you have
see.
To sign off on this?
I mean, we'll see.
You have to prima nocta?
Yeah, he likes Megan Thee Stallion. I was like, what? What is going on with you?
Damn. I haven't thought about crossing that barrier. With
Are there a lot of black girls in his school?
Nah, not really. I mean, he just likes...
You think maybe he has a crush on a black chick?
What if he likes her music?
She's pretty hot, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's into.
Good for him.
I mean, that is great. Yeah, it is phenomenal. Pretty funny. It's just, it's crazy to be, he wants, like, I was like, James, what would you do with this woman?
You know how expensive a woman like that is?
What could you possibly do with this woman? How are you, when I was young, I was just fantasizing about flat-ass white chicks, fucking, you know.
Dude, a friend's daughter, it became, it, you know, the all of our kids spent all their time together, and it became known that our friend's daughter had a crush on Jason Momoa. It's like, do you know what Jason Momoa would do to a 12-year-old girl?
Fucking plow you out.
There's a scene in Game of Thrones. We've seen what he would do.
It's wild. Like, what are you kids going to do with these fucking, these beasts? Yeah. Jason Momoa would fucking tear you in two. Is that what you fantasize about?
It would
being
ruin your
torn
life.
In two by Jason Momoa? That's psychotic. But pull up some more pictures of Megan Thee Stallion. I got to say, because I mean, she's pretty fucking toy. I got to give it to James. His taste is pretty fucking solid. But I, because I showed him, I was like, we do.
That's a Wagyu black woman.
Kiss, Marry, Kill. That's what my sister does. Kiss, Marry, Kill, James. I mean, look at those thighs. Look at that ass.
Yeah, man. Good for him.
James, what are you going to fucking do with that, you little fucking pervert? You wanted to be like, come on, little nigga, let's go. We're gonna get some Capital Grill.
He would look like a Mario Kart character hanging off the back of her.
Yeah.
While she's trucking full speed.
Yeah, he looked like Diddy Kong trying to hang on the back of her.
You know those fucking those videos with like was like a monkey hanging on to his mother as the lion's about to eat it. That's James just like grabbing her fucking ass. God bless his soul.
It looked like somebody tied a G.I. Joe to the back of a dog.
When did your son find porn? Do you know when he found it?
Probably around 10, we found some Google searches that he didn't realize that, you know, history is like auto-completed.
So that's the thing. People are like, oh, Lewis, your son deletes his history. No, he doesn't, because he left Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce in his history. So,
well, that was our first initiation of the talk. I said, hey, man, you have to stop Googling Lego sex on shared devices.
Is that what he was Googling?
Something like Lego sex, and then I think like boobs or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was getting like YouTube results of like stop motion Lego animation. Like,
can we see some Lego
jizz
sex right now, please?
Yeah. I think this is publicly available. But that was it. That was when I sat him down. I was just like, all right, here's how the rest of your life is going to
go. Lewis has a lot of Lego sex. When he hears the girls, they scream, Lego, Lego. Lego.
Let's see Lego sex. I didn't even know that was a category.
I'm just as shocked as you are.
Yeah, my son's very innocent still. He's very innocent.
I don't know, man.
Not good. He's just
look at his tastes.
He's looking at these fucking built black women. That's it.
I don't know, man. I hope he makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I hope so too. Or a little bit of money. Some of these bitches, they look like that, but they're not expensive.
Well, now you got to pay to even link up.
What do you mean?
You know, now it's like, yo, what you doing? WYD, and then they go, you got nails money? And it's like, yeah, you send them nails money, and then they come over and have sex with you.
Is that what women are doing on like dating apps?
Oh yeah. Well, I see a lot of I'm in a Twitter community called Bad Nigga Talk Uncensored. And they're constantly just like sharing what's happening on the ground. And it's just like, if you don't have $200, don't even fucking ask me.
Don't even have a conversation. Yeah. 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 That's why I'm glad I don't use any dating apps or anything like that.
You do it all in the real world.
Yeah.
Or you DM them.
No, they DM me.
Okay.
They do.
Okay.
I've talked about this. I don't know how to even DM women anymore.
Is that what all the gym selfies are for? Actually,
yeah.
For?
It's thirst traps to fucking get bitches to DM me.
And stop acting like it's just like cool progress that you want bros to support you on that, and just say like, "Hey, give me a fucking break, guys. I'm trying to get pussy."
No, that's not true. But I will say that there are a lot of women that like those photos.
Okay.
I'm fucking flexing. Do slow motion push-ups. Like.
All right, dude, this is a way better explanation than I'm just proud of my progress.
I am proud of my progress, but it's a combination of everything. I'm there's a bigger picture here, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
There's this, it's beyond pussy. It's beyond just being proud of my progress.
Where does this go? What's at the top of the mountain?
Coffee brand that boosts testosterone.
Okay.
You have to understand. I'm playing 3D Jew chess. Okay?
That's incredible. I'm leaving bait out for companies to send me like custom video game controllers. You're trying to get pussy.
Can you give me Lego fucking sex? Please.
You could probably just search YouTube for it.
That's what your son was looking at?
No, I mean, that's nice, but...
That's pretty sweet. That's the chick from the Lego movie.
No, this is way more
over her mouth, too. That's hot.
And she's handcuffed.
And her feet are tied.
And a butt plug.
What a pig.
Total package.
I shit you not, I did all of that with a girl recently. Oh, God. I got this thing that was, it's like a pole, and you attach it to her feet, and you fucking spread the pole, and she can't close her legs.
A curtain rod.
It was
I hung all my shirts up. It's actually a pretty productive afternoon.
Yeah, and then I butt plugged her, and then I fucking, I didn't tape her mouth, but I handcuffed her while I had that on her.
Was it your butt plug or hers?
It's her butt plug that I...
She brought it over.
That I maintain at my house.
You have custody of it.
Well,
it's next to her toothbrush.
It's at her house for 2 weeks, and then I keep it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I like a butt plug. Not in me.
Sure.
I honestly probably would like a butt plug in me now that I've...
A little one, yeah.
Explored the fingers up my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could be convinced.
Yeah. That's particularly gay, though. A butt plug with a little fucking jeweled heart on the end of it.
Yeah, then it's only a matter of time before you have it in by yourself.
You're just by yourself.
I'm used to it. I don't know.
Yeah. So is there any better Lego sex, like Lego porn? There must be.
Yeah, we're talking stop motion stuff.
Oh, like the White Stripes fell in love with a girl video, but porn?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's like Lego animation.
Yeah, can we see like Lego stop motion porn? So that's pretty innocent.
I mean, it's not going to do anything for you.
And what was the conversation you had with your son?
I had the entire talk with him.
Entire talk?
I had the entire talk.
You cannot fuck Legos.
Said, yeah, this kind of stuff.
Let's see.
Yeah, almost exactly that. And I said, son.
Son?
And I said, I explained like regular pornography to him. And I was like, this stuff's going to seem so fucking cool. And you're going to feel like you are, you know, no one's got any idea what's going on. We're all going to know every time you jack off for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's always going to be obvious.
But you know what's funny? You don't care when you're horny. Because I remember, when I was younger, I would use the family computer in the dining room, and I would fucking just be beating my dick. My mom, my sister would be walking around the apartment. I had to, time it to where I was going to...
It got to the point where you would hear the doorknob on the whatever room you were in, and you'd be like, they might change their mind. Like, you wouldn't be immediately closing the tab. Yeah. You'd be like, huh? All right, fine. F4.
Yeah, when you're horny, it's you just fucking make these stupid decisions.
Yeah. And so I had to talk with them about how it was, you know... I don't care how much it rules and how exciting it is, but you have to avoid letting it take over your entire life.
Was this forbidden? You said porn is forbidden in this home.
I didn't even say that. I just said I also lied to him and said we have software that tells us everything you do on every device you ever
use. That's smart.
And I would never. I would never mind. I know people who read every text message in and out of their children's phones.
I don't read every text message, but I will go into a sex sometimes. And if it's just talking to...
I don't even do that.
Yeah, well, he's fucking 12. How old is your son?
He's 14 now.
Yeah, he's 14 now. Wow, I can't believe James and your son are that close in age.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, your son's tall as fuck. Holy
shit.
Can't
wait till we all go to Jamaica together.
Yeah, we should, doggy.
We've been talking about it forever.
We fucking should. It's so much fun, dude. It's the best.
Making the stallions everywhere.
Yeah, James. James is like, making the stallions, making us beef jerky, right? Beef chicken, right? Jerk chicken. I can't speak.
Beef chicken. You know what maybe inspired James's love of chocolate? Wasn't he staring at the picture of the black chick in Jamaica in the villa?
Oh, he was, yeah. Yeah, there was, just in the villa that we rented in Jamaica, there
employee
was...
Employee of the month.
There was a just a poster of like a basically naked chick, like wearing like a Jamaican flag bikini, but her nipples were really popping out of it, and he would just stare at it. And I'm like, James, hello, what are you doing? He's like, oh, nothing, Dad, it's art.
The composition. Maybe. You know about the rule of threes in photography?
No, I guess you just like what you like.
The rule of three-fifths.
You just like what you like. When I was his age, who was my go-to?
No, I'm just saying there's stuff that kind of sets you on a path too, though.
Yeah, you get it imprinted.
Yeah, well, I think his mom also fucking listens to fucking exclusively old-timey R&B in the house.
Oh, he's into the lyrics. That's all, dude. Mm-hmm.
Can I have another coffee, please?
And me too, please.
Let's see. All right. Everyone wants us to talk about my ex-girlfriend's viral video.
Jorge, can you tell Lewis what I asked you and we decided against it?
No, we're not going to play because I
feel bad. I literally said put it on the fact sheet and see how mad he gets.
No, I wouldn't have gotten mad. Look, the reality
did something
is,
happen?
Look at me in my eyes.
I'd love to see this video.
You guys can easily find it. Here's the thing. This is the craziest part. Okay. Uh-huh. And I'm not going to trash her because she's a sweet girl and I'm glad she's married and having fun, having a great relationship and having a great life now. I'm glad it's not me. I'm glad we got over that. We moved past that. That's good.
I second all those things and I'm very happy for her and I wish her nothing but happiness and success.
Yeah, genuinely. It's almost like, how do you know not to post that? How is it that you don't go like, oh, I shouldn't post this. This should be a video that's buried and I should get mad at the club if they post it.
I thought it was incredibly badass and powerful. I saw her putting that guy in his place and I said, wow, finally, you know?
Well, there is two parts of it. Like, no.
That guy sucks.
That guy sucks. A heckler should fucking be removed from a club. But it's just fucking...
I don't think so. I think the harder a heckler goes, the more you go, wow, this is really something exciting happening right now. Unless they're just like incoherently babbling and like throwing shit at you, then it's just like you've got a person who's overextended themselves and is acting stupid, and you can do anything you want, and everyone wants to laugh.
Yes, but if it's if you're working on something, like I'm not. I do a little bit of crowd work in my act, but it's just not that much of it. Maybe 5 minutes of the entire hour, if you see me headline, will be crowd work. I'll do crowd work to get into some bits sometimes. But even that, like, now they're fucking distracting you. They want to yell things out. They want to fucking, you know, like, buddy, fucking chill. I'm working on this bit.
You're mastering the craft.
I'm working on a special. I'm trying to grow and learn. It's not fucking about you. And the problem is with all of these crowd work videos that come out, because everyone does crowd work videos, I think people in the crowd... they go, oh, cool, this is part of what it is now. And it's really not. It never was before. The fact is, most people that put out those crowd work videos just can't write fucking jokes, right? Mm-hmm. So they end up just putting that out, and then that's what goes viral. So I think the young public, like 19, 20-year-olds, they go, oh, that's what a comedy show is. We yell stuff out, and then they respond to us, and they try to get us, and we try to get them back. But that's fucking not exactly what comedy is. And if you heckle at a comedy show, you should be removed. I mean, not first thing, but like usually what a comedy club will do is they'll come up to you and they'll be like, hey, how do you feel? This is a good club. If it's a good club, they'll be like, how do you feel about hecklers? Well, I hate them. I want them to die. But they're like, do you want me to remove them? How do you want us to handle it? I always tell them, I was like, I'll handle it. If I'm not handling it and I want them to remove, they're like, is there a code word you want to say? It's like, no, there's no code word. I will say, remove this person right now violently. They're being distracting. If the audience around them is getting annoyed.
When I switch from ER to A, that's when it's time to get them out.
Doggy.
I'm the opposite.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. We love Mando right here on the show. I mean, Zach, what is there not to love about it? It's total body deodorant, not just for your armpit anymore, but everywhere. Your grundle, your feet, your behind your knees, behind your fucking neck flaps, all that.
I don't like that you had to look at each of those parts of me.
Well, you know, Zach, there's a lot of parts that you...
I'm a man of many crevices.
You're a Mando of many crevices.
I'm a man of dough.
You have, Zach has a lot of what I can only describe as pits on his body. There's armpits, there's back pits, there's stomach pits, lots of pits.
That's fine.
And me too, though. I'm sweating as I'm sitting here right now. I feel a little under tit sweat. I feel a little, you know, fucking sweat in the back of behind my knees.
You're a sweaty boy.
I'm a sweaty boy. Mando has you covered. Everywhere you can sweat on your body, anywhere you can get a little bit smelly on your body, you can use Mando. And they have a lot of amazing different products. We really think they're a great company and a great sponsor. They just sent me another package I got in the mail. I really use Mando daily at this point. And it's clinically proven to control odor substantially longer than just taking a shower. Up to 12 hours after you take a shower, you're going to get a little stinky. Guess what? Mando, you can put it everywhere, and you smell fresh everywhere, all over your body. What I want you to do is I want you to check out their starter pack. That's the best way to understand their products. Their starter pack gives you cream deodorant, a stick deodorant, and then you get two product choices of your choice, which we both love, the wipes.
The wipes, absolutely. If you've been in the car all day or you've been traveling and you don't have time to take a shower, the wipes are a game changer.
Yeah, just go to shopmando.com, shopmando.com, and use the promo code LAZ. LAZ is the promo code. Actually, there's a new URL here as well. What is this? Mandopodcast.com/LAZ? You can use that as well. Yeah, use mandopodcast.com/LAZ. And we actually have that link posted in the description as well. So make sure you guys go do that. Let them know that we sent you. Go grab some Mando. You're going to love it. You're never turning back to your regular old bullshit deodorant again. Mando's where it's at. MandoPodcast.com/LAZ. All right, where were we? There's a little, you put up with it a little bit, you know. The most annoying heckler on earth is the ones that aren't even heckling. It's the ones that they're like being encouraging of you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So you'll say something and then they're just like loudly, like overly laughing and they're like being super supportive. You're like, yeah. And then you fucking snap. You're like, dude, shut the fuck up. Everyone's like, whoa, why are you being mean to this guy? He loves you.
Yeah, but I feel like you get it a lot with people.
I know. Heckler's not the right word. I get rowdy ass crowds. But I know how to handle my shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, dude, you're a pro.
I'm a fucking pro. I've never had a full-fledged meltdown on stage.
I'm kind of working on my laughing poems up here, doggy. I don't really have time to address whatever this whole situation is. Look at me in my eyes.
Look at me in my fucking eyes.
So you're saying she shouldn't have posted it?
She shouldn't have posted it. She should have.
You're saying that's like if Michael Richards posted the N-word video himself.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Comedian destroys heckler.
He actually did destroy the heckler.
He really did.
He really did.
Yeah, that's what a pro does.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a tour.
That was a mistake. Well, here's the problem. When you're a hot chick, like, her husband should have been like, babe, no, don't put that out.
Oh, dude.
But he's like, yeah, babe, you're so great.
If my wife was doing stand-up and I was in the green room and someone heckled her, I would be out there in 1 second like, you got a fucking problem? That's my fucking girl, dude. Say it to my fucking face. That's what I thought.
Yeah, but I mean, God bless you.
Meanwhile, he's in the green room Googling Lego porn.
Ah, shit.
They were lovely people and I do like them.
Yeah. So anyway, the point is you guys can go find that video. We're not going to play it on the show.
You might as well, dude.
The amount
we've
of people,
reenacted it.
The amount
no,
of people
no,
that have...
It would be shitty of us.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be shitty because she finally started saying hi to me at comedy clubs again.
Ooh.
I'm still blocked on everything.
Ooh, you're saying there's a chance.
No, there's no chance. But she's no longer ignoring me and giving me fucking devil eyes.
That's good.
So, yeah,
you
I'm
don't
not
need
trying
to hold on to that kind of feeling.
Yeah, when you date somebody for 6 months and it doesn't work out, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can just move on.
It can be like that.
But everyone's tagging me in this video everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I get just nonstop notifications.
Why don't you just pull the Band-Aid off and watch it? And give the fucking...
So.
Look, these people are paying subscribers, man. This is your core fan base.
They know. They know. They said it's not real ass, you fucking faggot, what a
yep.
pussy, or whatever. Don't,
yep, core values out the window.
That's
right
not,
now.
A core value is not making fun of my ex.
You're not making fun of her, you're just analyzing it, dude. You're a fucking broadcaster.
She put it out.
Yeah, exactly.
So cast this broad, let's go. No, we're good. Go watch it, guys, have fun with it. You know,
I just think it was cool. I think it was when you see her like flip the switch and like really commit to giving this guy the business.
Yeah.
And then she takes a victory lap around the stage. I went, wow.
And a sip of water.
Look,
she clenches her thirst for justice.
Probably felt incredible.
Well, everyone's chanting her name.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with this crowd? Do you not see she's having a full
If that was you, you would have started your own chant.
Yeah. Fuck this guy. You can fucking go, doggy. Well, anyway. Let's talk about this. Influencer apologizes after hurling a racial slur at valet workers in Beverly Hills. Let's see. What is this video?
This is also Natalie.
So an influencer who is the mother of a music producer's son was out at a shopping in Beverly Hills. When something went wrong, and so then she started yelling at the valets with all her stuff, and she started just yelling not nice things to her. And
let's see.
You're a wetback.
Ooh.
What else? Got it? Wetback.
What else?
Trump is doing good things. You guys rape people.
Yeah.
You guys rape and kill people.
Right.
I love this woman.
Right. $50 and suck dick. Give me my change. I'm rich, you're poor.
You're a poor of soul.
You're poor of soul,
miss. Miss, it's not appreciate you saying that.
No, he said poor favor. He wanted a tip.
You wanna fuck with me? Shut the fuck up. I didn't touch you. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Give me my keys.
You just give her.
I would marry this woman right now.
Out my fucking.
Wow.
Wetback is pretty mild.
I flinched when she swiped at the camera.
Wetback is pretty mild.
It's one of those that's never going to hurt. Yeah. It never feels like it hurts.
I mean, that's because Zach's back is literally always wet. Yes. The lower back.
I collect moisture. I retain water on the outside.
Yeah. Zach's body has its own fucking, its own natural biome.
I have an ecosystem.
Yeah, dude.
He's a contained system. There's bugs in there, too.
Yeah, dude.
And you need them.
They're learning technique. It's like Bart's tooth in the Simpsons, the Treehouse of Horror. They're learning technology. Yeah, I don't feel like that hurts that bit. Does it?
She's fine.
Yeah.
She's what people also don't care that much. Like,
do you think Wetback would feel more offensive to us if we were from a Mexican, like it would hurt more like Spick does?
Spick doesn't really hurt.
No, but I'm just saying it definitely has more venom than Wetback.
How can anything hurt when you're from Mexico?
Yeah. You've made it. You're an American now. Be appreciative. Like,
yeah, dude. Come on, man. I'm paying the toll. That's congestion pricing, getting called Wetback.
Yeah. She's Yeah, no, she was pretty tight. Who is she? Can we see more pictures of her? How is she an influencer? What is her thing?
So she's a producer's baby mom. Is that what it was?
Essentially, that's how she got her fame.
Which producer?
Scott Storch.
Can we see her Instagram? Let's see how tight she is. Yeah. I like a fucking cunt. Like a cunty gal.
Ooh. We know. We saw a video.
I love a fucking cunt of a gal.
She's taken down her Instagram.
Oh, has she?
Coward.
Oh, what a fucking pussy. Lady, nobody's going to care about this in 2 days. Don't take down your Instagram.
No one even heard about it.
No.
You guys have probably had to dig deep for this.
What's her name?
Florence Mirsky.
Florence.
Can you just Google her?
Mirsky. Yeah, let's see what she looks like. Jorge hates her. Jorge, does Wetback offend you? You're Mexican.
No, I don't care. We all call each other that. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, no Hispanic slurs really hurt.
Yeah, because honestly, Hispanics think of themselves as white. So they're like, yeah, all right.
The only way to offend a Hispanic is call them the wrong kind of Hispanic.
Yeah, that's true.
Like you call a Puerto Rican a Mexican, Dominican a Cuban. That's when they get mad.
I think the setting also matters.
Oh, yeah. She's fucking tight. I like her. A little bit of makeup.
I don't know, man.
A little tranny-ish, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's her husband?
That's the son.
Fat lesbian?
That's her son.
That's her son?
Yeah.
That's her son?
Yep.
How old is she?
She's pretty old.
Hell yeah, dude. She's killing it.
That's the son from GTA 5.
I mean, I have been in a rageful moment where I'm like, I was like, this is why you work at ShopRite, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If those guys were like shoveling concrete for $4 an hour, it wouldn't have raised an eyebrow. But those are valet guys.
Beverly Hills valet guys.
Beverly Hills valet guys. The softest of all the Mexicans.
Yeah, they're not working very hard. Yeah, she's pretty tight. I got no problem with her. You know what? I'll give her a real estate of the week. Fuck it. I haven't given a real estate of the week in a hot minute. I don't know where it is. Is it on here? Yeah, it is. Here we go.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Somebody said there's an apology video from her, Jorge.
Now that's what I'm interested in.
Did she apologize?
In the article I have, it still has it that she did apologize, but I don't have the link to the video. I'll find it.
Why don't you just fucking try to find it, Jorge? Jesus Christ. Let's do plugs real quick. Mm. We're fucking moving along here. Tim Butterly, what are you plugging, my friend?
Check out Dad Meat. Check out Tim Butterly's show. Check out my YouTube channel where I've been creating a program called Metal Girl Solid, where I'm forcing my dear wife, who we talked about earlier, to play through the 1998 seminal classic Metal Gear Solid. It's a sociological experiment, and it's a lot of fucking fun. Also, come see me do stand-up. I've got Canadian dates coming. I'm going to be in Vegas in the first weekend in March. I've got a bunch of places coming. I'm looking at Key West. I'm looking at Arizona. And South Bend, Indiana. TimButterly.com as the tickets become available. And then just follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TimButterly for when I share those as they become available. That's it. Thank you very much.
Fuck yeah. Zach Amico.
Worcester, Massachusetts, February 14th and 15th for Juggalo Weekend. I'll be there hanging out with JCW Wrestling. Come hang out.
Come see me live on the road. The Bring Five Friends Tour coming to a city near you. This weekend, rumors, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Very excited. -10 degrees this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun. Then I'm going to be in Wise Guys Salt Lake City the 21st, 22nd. Oh, the 19th, we're going to be in Los Angeles doing Story Wars Live at the Comedy Store with Bobby Lee and Adam Ray and one more person, possibly Whitney. She's not giving me a straight answer. South Bend, Indiana's coming up. Raleigh, North Carolina. Philadelphia on my birthday weekend, so come out to that. That's going to be a goddamn blast. San Diego's coming up. We're doing the Nashville Comedy Festival with Story Wars and Legion of Skanks in April. We got a lot of stuff coming up, so come see me live on the road. Bring some friends. Bring five friends, honestly. Groups of six get priority VIP treatment. Six or more.
And you can't get kicked out.
That's yeah, you can heckle as much. If you bring six, five friends, you can heckle as much as you want.
As long as you look them in the eyes.
Yeah, dude. You can throw garbage at me. I'll give you tomatoes. Who gives a shit? And yeah, check out all my other podcasts, Story Wars, The Regs, the legendary Legion of Skanks, and also the Lewis Journal podcast, solo podcast, only for subscribers to my email list. Subscribe to my email list. You get a lot of great insights into the world of Lewis J. Gomez and all the things I have going on. And maybe some fucking sexy selfies. That's where I should keep the selfies, just on the fucking mailing list for the ladies.
Yeah, all the guys that you're selling your stand-up tickets to. Who love your gym selfies.
They love them. A lot of guys do love them. A lot of guys are like, dude, you fucking really inspired me, dude. Thank you for getting up today and fucking being real ass.
I also have some guys that follow me for the wrong reasons. I get it.
Yeah. What are you going to do? So the NFL this Sunday, they're replacing end racism in the end zone with choose love ahead of the Super Bowl. I guess Trump had an issue. He said he wasn't going to come to the Super Bowl. That's not true. He said, if it says end racism, he's not coming. That's crazy.
Hey, man, you got to take a stand. Damn, dude. It's nice to have principles.
Is that true, Jorge?
Yeah, so on the heels of taking down like the DEI stuff and all that, Trump said he was going to go to the Super Bowl and to align with all those things.
I don't want to get political, but like, why are these people so fucking retarded? They just keep on overcorrecting on both sides so much. So it's like, yeah, well, obviously what's going to happen. You're going to have a massive resistance against this shit. Just fucking be a good president.
Yeah.
Why can't, like, yes, we all agree the DEI shit sucks. The whole tranny shit sucks. Fine. But does that need to be the cornerstone of your fucking day, your first day in office?
You're saying there has to be a sweet spot for racism.
There's got
to
be a sweet spot right in the middle.
I agree. It's I'm fucking. With you.
I did say this. I said as soon as Trump gets back in, people are going to start going crazy again, and it's happening.
I think we're close. I think we're close to the sweet spot.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where you don't want zero of it because that like upsets some kind of balance. You know what I mean? But it's not.
Well, if you don't have racism, how are Browns going to act right? You know, you got to fucking give them a little bit.
You got to razz them a little bit.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Razzism.
But it doesn't need to be why is our president fighting this culture war? Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? The only time I deal with trannies is when I go to Starbucks. The only time. And that's fine. Okay. It's a shit job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
do you know Starbucks pays for their sexual reassignment surgeries?
Do they?
Yeah.
Damn.
Look that up, Jorge. It's true.
That's crazy. You get a job at Starbucks and then you're just like, that's on the table? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not using my HSA enough, I guess. I got to spend it before I lose it.
I believe that's a real. If you tip at Starbucks, that's going towards fucking sexual reassignment surgery.
Why don't I get a cold foam rainbow pussy?
Is that a real thing, Jorge, or am I making that up? I read that somewhere.
So it technically the health plan that they offer covers it, but they don't specifically say that that's what it's for.
Right, but then they'll cover it.
But it's included in the health plan.
And don't they also pay for you to go to college as well, Starbucks? Yeah. It's a solid fucking company, Jorge. Okay. You should go become a woman and go to college.
Honestly, that's not a bad. That's not a bad.
You could be an educated woman, Jorge.
Yeah.
You could be a scholar of a woman.
Yeah.
Why? I don't remember. Why does the president need to go to the Super Bowl?
What are you talking about, bro?
Has the president? I don't remember presidents being at Super Bowls. Is that a thing?
Well, I mean, he goes to fucking UFC events. He might as well.
Shouldn't he be busy president? Why can't he go to the fucking Super Bowl?
He can't president every day. First of all, it's Sunday, dude. It's the weekend. Get off his dick. And, you know, you got
to
have some.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe presidents always go to the Super Bowl and I just never noticed.
The fucking Air Force flies over and you got the president there. It's kind of a sick image.
Yeah, I mean, he goes to UFC events all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's an attack, I really don't want the president fucking, you know, trying to make his way through the garden to get out to the parking lot.
Can you imagine if one missile took out Taylor Swift and Donald Trump?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I mean, that would be a crazy Monday, you know, with the water cooler.
What a day. All right, so a blind man in Indiana gets a concealed carry permit and calls for common sense gun laws. So he got a concealed carry just to prove that it's retarded that he should be able to get a concealed carry?
Yeah, so the story is in Indiana, it's super easy to get your permit. And so he thought, as a joke, he would be able to like apply. And at some point, they're going to turn him down. But at no point did they ever turn him down. He got his license. No need for any tests or anything like that. So he's of the way of thought that there should be tests. Because there's no reason why a blind man who can't get a license to drive a car should be able to own a gun.
Unless his dog has really good aim.
Yeah.
So now there's like a whole fight between him and then like all the NRA people in Indiana who are like, no, we shouldn't need tests. This is a good show of our government not interfering with their rights. The fact that a person like you...
Should a blind person be able to get a gun?
Yes.
I gotta be honest with you. I feel like we shouldn't take away their right to own a gun. I mean...
Then what's next after they can't get a gun? What else can't they do, you know? I don't know what blind people do, but...
Yeah, well, they can't drive a car, right? But you do need to be able to see to drive a car. You don't need to be able to, like... Do you need to be able to see to fucking protect yourself if somebody enters your home?
Good point. What about bomb vest for blind people so you don't have to aim anything if you're getting attacked?
Just blow yourself up?
Yeah. Or like one of those like pellet things, you know, like a crowd deterrent. You know, you just, oh yeah, you're gonna bully me, you're gonna call me a blind faggot, check the, you know,
oh, like the thing from Jackass too. Yeah,
yeah, here's 700 rubber balls, suck my dick.
I watched Jackass with my son, the first one, a couple nights ago. I'm trying to get him into cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackass, the original Jackass, you don't remember how gay they were.
Yep.
They were really gay. James is like, why do they do such gay stuff? I'm like, you know what, we should turn this off. It's fucking them putting fireworks in their assholes and fucking
putting a dick through the Godzilla table.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah. Was that in the first one?
No, I think it might have been like two or three, but yeah, we watched all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. He's at an age where he thinks certain things are fun. But he's still a nice kid. But
well, things are different now, obviously. You know, I hate to sound like an old guy, but it's like it used to be funny for dudes to show each other their buttholes.
And it was hilarious.
Now it's not.
Yeah.
Now it's like a serious thing. Now they're teaching it in schools as like an important thing. It's like, yeah. No, that used to be a blast. It used to rule. You used to rule to get a concussion and then show everyone your balls.
It's so funny. Like, we really loved Jackass. Like, me, Big J, and Dave all bonded over, like, Jackass and the Jackass movies. Like, but we just didn't have the balls to fucking do the shit that they did. I'll do a gun in the butt. I'll do a shock collar once in a while. There's some Jackass elements to the show. But, yeah, I'm not doing any of the fucking crazy shit. Like, if somebody hit me in the nuts with a bowling ball, I'd kill them.
Well, it is very funny to watch, like, towards the end of each movie where, like, all their teeth are fucked up and they all have terrible haircuts.
Well, everyone's on massive amounts of drugs. You just see, like, they have, like, bags under their eyes. They're all fucked up. Everyone looks like a junkie.
They're also completely on edge the entire time because they're worried about a giant boxing glove, like, coming out of a steering wheel.
Every time they open a door. That's going to give you PTSD.
Knoxville's got his dick in a cast.
Dude, what a terrifying life. I mean, like, at any given moment, a cobra might be in your car.
Yeah, and then there's four cameras all watching you go, like, dude, seriously, dude.
Yeah.
And it makes you $20 million.
Yeah, those guys made some fucking cashola on it.
I mean, going back to the Super Bowl real quick, mm-hmm. since you're a Philly boy, mm-hmm. how do you think, if there was, hypothetically, a terrorist attack at an Eagle Super Bowl, how do you think the residents of Philadelphia would treat the local Muslim community?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, they'd be probably outnumbered. So they'd probably still be pretty polite to them. And, you know, it'd be tough to get worse. It'd be tough to get worse on the, you know. I'm just saying
the average gas station, do you think there'd be some violence?
Yeah. Well, they took to the streets during, what was the one? The George Floyd protests? They started, like, patrolling the streets with, like, baseball bats and shit, just, like, hoping a motherfucker would. I think if a full-on terrorist attack came, they'd all, you know, the job sites would be empty, and they'd be prowling. And they also wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a Muslim and just a regular brown person.
So. Yeah.
It would get pretty messy, I think, yeah. Yeah, it would be pretty fucking funny.
Technically, they're all wetbacks, you know? Let's see. The naughty little secret of today's drug-friendly parents. What is this, Jorge?
Uh-oh. Am I in trouble?
Maybe. Because you'll do drugs. You still do drugs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think it's important.
Yeah. Mushrooms a lot. Acid sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Molly.
Occasionally. On the holidays, maybe.
Holidays?
Yeah. Yeah, it's important to cut loose.
Yeah.
You know?
My son asked me if I've ever done any hard drugs besides weed, and I lied.
What'd you tell him you did?
I told him I've smoked weed.
Mm.
Yeah, I just feel like he wasn't at an age to like discuss my coke habit with him.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no, I've never gone. I don't actually. I'm not a coke guy.
Yeah.
So I don't really go there.
Yeah.
And my kids hate weed.
Your kids hate weed.
They think. Yeah, my son thinks weed is gay.
Yeah.
And my daughter tried it one time and got caught.
She got caught by you guys.
She got caught by my wife. I was out at a show, and MJ called me, and she was kind of like laughing about it at the time, but Lucy apparently had gotten a weed vape from someone at school.
Oh, wow.
And she was trying it in her room.
What a fool.
And she took one...
Lucy, do it outside.
She took one hit and started coughing and gagging.
Oh,
and
no.
Like eyes bulging, tears in her face.
It just stunk up the room.
And she... So MJ yells upstairs. She goes, are you okay? And it was like,
yeah, fine. She's like, can you just put on Pink Floyd, please?
And so Lucy comes downstairs in a full-on panic, probably not even taking enough of a hit to get high. And she came downstairs, and she was, like, crying, and she said, Mom, I did something bad.
When was this?
This was, like, last year.
Wow.
And, you know, so MJ handled it while I wasn't there, and, you know, they had a sweet talk, and she was just like, fucking please don't do this. And then I came home, and Lucy was...
Watching Lego porn.
She was completely ripped and had fallen asleep with her head on MJ's lap on the couch, and it was the sweetest thing. Imagine getting monumentally high
and then getting your mom
ever.
To rub your hair.
And
oh,
then mommy's rubbing your
that's
hair.
That's all I want. Literally, that's my fantasy.
Hair.
I said, I love this for her.
I love this for her.
Oh, I was so stoked for her, man.
And if you're going to get high and fucking having your mom like rub your hair while
mommy,
you like...
Mommy, who loves you, by
oh
the way.
Oh my God, how great would that
just
be?
Rubbing your scalp and you get the most peaceful sleep of your entire life.
The best
life.
High ever.
Yeah.
God damn it. She's probably hooked now, to be honest.
I think she got scared off by the cough, but yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, well, my mom caught me smoking weed. I did it in the house. I don't know, you just don't think a step ahead, you know? Like obviously it's going to stink up the entire fucking house. I had it out my window. I had a joint rolled, and I was like, my whole head was out my window smoking it. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, I heard my mom get up, started banging on my door. She's like, are you're doing drugs in there? Then she called my Aunt Anne Marie. She's like, he's doing drugs. Meanwhile, this bitch was addicted to heroin. She had some nerve.
Well, it's important to cut loose as a parent sometimes.
Yeah, you gotta cut loose. Jorge, what are these druggy parents doing?
Tim's right. That's what these people are saying. They went through all over the world now. It's pretty common for parents who have become parents after the year of 2005 to be more open about drug use with around their children.
Well, when I was smoking weed, I didn't want to demonize it, right? I didn't want to be like sneaking around smoking weed. My son, he just always had memories of me smoking weed. Like I'd go out into the backyard and I would just smoke a joint. And he asked me one day, I was like, oh, it's weed, it's marijuana, it helps me relax, you know?
Yeah, I watched my parents drink.
Yeah, same exact shit. His mom drinks wine. I smoke a little bit of weed. I wasn't going to make it. My sister does this. My sister like hides it from her daughter.
Mm.
And then her daughter knows. Her daughter's like, yeah, you're obviously smoking weed. And her mom's like, no, I'm not. I would never do that. He's like, you're making it like you're a bad person to you. You're lying and she knows you're smoking weed.
Yep.
You're a druggy liar in your daughter's mind.
Dude, taking your kids to a fucking amusement park and just munching a gummy. And enjoying it 100 times more, and then they're having more fun because you're actually locked in and you're not thinking about fucking work. You're totally distracted from all the shit that makes you a horrible person to be around for them.
Yeah,
dude, that's not so bad.
I did that with James when we took him to Universal Studios when me and Kim were dating back in the day. We had just a vape pen at Universal Studios, and it's like a big dinosaur that walks around. It looks pretty cool. It's like it's a person in a dinosaur suit, but it's whatever it is, it's the most badass dinosaur costume on the planet. Try to find the dinosaurs in Universal Studios, and there's like a dinosaur trainer, and it's like a chick in a fucking, you know, the big fucking brown, like, you know, what do they call them? Safari hats, and like wearing like, you know, fucking brown fatigues. And she's like, and this is the fucking Terra fucking Dactylacticus. And she's giving you facts about it. And like the dinosaur's like, rah! And I was smoking a vape. And she had a headset on the trainer. And she was like, Not here, sir.
Whoa, whoa. You don't fucking know me, bitch. Fucking wetback.
People are going to see it's the shittiest dinosaur possible.
No, dude, it was the coolest costume.
I'm rich.
Ever.
You clean up dinosaur shit.
This is why you work at Universal Studios.
Dude, look at these fucking dinosaurs.
This is why you work for a dinosaur.
So that's the
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's the, it's like a ride, but it's outside of it. But it wasn't even that. There was like another like half animatronic, half like human. I was trying to find a video of it because the way it moved, it was really fucking cool.
Yeah, they got like the stilts on.
Yeah,
the,
it was
the robot head or
pretty
whatever.
Fucking cool. But she called me out on it in front of an entire group of people and my son.
Did you flip out on her?
No, I was like, oh, sorry. Who, me? I did something bad. Oh, no, Mom, please. Yeah, let's see. What is this one? Oh, let's see. Yeah, this shit right here. A raptor encounter at the Islands of Adventure University. Yeah, dude, this shit was fucking fire. Look at that.
Oh, shit! Dude, God damn!
God damn, I'm so high, motherfucker. Yeah, very cool.
It's not the dinosaur breed, it's the owner. You know.
Let's see. There was another weird.
Dinosaurs are illegal. only criminals love dinosaurs.
So what Tim was saying, and you as well, it's actually very common now for people, for parents to do their own little play dates where they get Airbnbs and hire a babysitter to watch all the kids while they go out and go to raves or have their own little parties.
All right, well, raves are gay.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
But having the kids taken care of and then you and your friends, I don't know, maybe do a little bit of ketamine and listen to music. Hey, man, guess what? I think I'm going to live longer because of it.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to keep me from wrapping an HDMI cord around my neck for another couple of years.
Yeah, ketamine's a little bit intense to do around the children.
Oh, yeah. No. Nothing disassociative around the children.
Yeah, you're just fucking in a K-hole.
Honestly, around kids, just weed.
Yeah.
And not so much.
A little bit of weed.
I'm going to start to sound like a pussy now. But
don't sound like a pussy, dude.
Just a little bit of weed.
A little bit of ketamine.
It's fine around the kids.
At Skankfest, we get these ketamine lozenges.
I know.
Oh, yeah. You know who
You sent me to fucking Nintendo World on one of those.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. I felt like I was completely 8-bit, and I can only move one joint at a time in my entire body.
I took those during the Goddamn Comedy Jam. Ketamine and like loud rock music doesn't work. It feels like your ears are clogged. You can barely hear. Like, what is even happening here? You're like almost underwater. It only works with like.
Anyone else worried about the integrity of our submersible right now? You feel like you're going to implode. Yeah, it's not like a fun social thing.
No, being around thousands of people on ketamine is awful. You got to be alone. You got to be listening to some like fucking acid fucking style, like hip hop beats.
Watching cool videos.
Yeah, you're just like, whoa, this is.
Fucking that's
wild.
A good time.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not. Last time I did ketamine, I didn't like it. I think I'm just done doing hard drugs.
Do you have any of those lozenges left?
No, but I know a girl. Motherfucker. I know a girl who has them regularly.
Well, I was going to ask to take them off your hands and then offer to pay for them, and you would go, no, you could just have them, and I'm not going to go fucking give some girl money for them.
Smart move.
Yeah. I will.
Yeah, no, they're a little bit much. And then I've done ketamine where I've snorted it too. It's like a little fucking bumperoo. That's actually better than the lozenges.
The nasal mist is really good.
Yeah.
The lozenges are too, it's just like too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you start sucking on it, and then, like, 4 minutes in, you're like, oh, I'm tripping. And then you still have, like, a whole 90% of a lozenge left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now your entire field of view is pixelated. and you're completely losing it. Actually, it hit me really hard. Okay. So you gave it to me at Skankfest, right?
Yeah.
And we were at the Peppermint Hippo, where I was not having a great time.
No.
That was actually kind of a stressful place for me, and what made it worse was you were having the fucking best time.
We were having a good
time.
You
had an entire table to yourself of strippers who were begging for your money.
Yeah.
And I was there with my wife and our friends, and I was just like, this is pretty cool, right? You guys are having a good time?
And I was like, no, this sucks.
Yeah, all these furious naked women are pretty funny, right? And you gave me the lozenge, and it didn't fully hit me until we got the party bus from the club to drive us around a little bit. I gave the guy $100 to drive us around a little bit just to get out of there. And it hit me on the party bus, and I think like, the guy had like Tom Petty blaring, and the lights were fucking crazy. I was sitting with my wife, and we had the most beautiful moment ever together. As I completely lost my grasp on reality.
Yeah, ketamine will do that. I took ketamine before I went to Sal Volcano's wedding. So I showed, I was on a train. I don't even know where it was. It was like upstate New York or in Pennsylvania or something. And I was on a train just fucking, just by myself, just taking snorts of ketamine. And I just, you get to the point where you're like, all right, I've had too much ketamine. There's that one moment. You're like, oh, that was the one. That was just too much. Mm-hmm. And it felt like
when the high score appears above your head. Yeah, I have some water.
Dude, my energy meter is all the way down.
I'm down to 1.5 hearts.
Yeah. And fucking.
You're blinking.
Dude, my nose is just glowing red. Dude, and it felt like I was on a roller coaster. It felt like I was on a roller coaster going to hell. It was just fucking, being on a train.
An Italian wedding.
It was fucking, it was crazy. Then I showed up at the wedding and I was like, hey, you guys want to do ketamine? And everyone was like, no.
Yeah, man,
nobody wanted to do ketamine. By the way, I was way ahead of my time, okay? Now everyone does ketamine. Everyone looked at me like I was a goddamn jerk off that night because I was like, who wants to do some ketamine, dude? I just fucking came on a train ride from hell.
You're standing in the back of a church. Hey, everybody. They've got their hands together in front of the priest.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was quite the time. I kind of miss doing drugs. I miss not caring about my life.
Is that what you think that was?
That was, yeah. There was a time when I would do drugs and it was just to escape reality. Mm. It was like, I like life now. I really do. I think that's why I don't want to do drugs, because when I'm on drugs, I have to remove myself from my life. Like, I have to, if I'm doing cocaine the next day, I'm lying in bed feeling like shit. If I'm doing ketamine, it was like, I'm not feeling life around me. I'm feeling ketamine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that gay?
No, I need that though.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
But it's also not judgmental on people that do drugs. I fucking get it. Like, sometimes life is so good that you're like, fuck it, dude. I want to enhance it in another way. It just was never an enhancement for me. It was a distraction for me.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm coming from the opposite end. I hope people understand that. I hope they're not judging me too harshly.
No, no, they're not. They love you, Tim. Everyone loves you. The rest of the live chat, let's see what they say. Let's see. That's just a woman's tit, milk squirting out of her tit. That's fun.
Thank you for that.
That's fun.
No, I fuck with the racist live chat. Those are my people. I'm a internet comment guy. I'm a message board dickhead, you know? Yeah. Born and bred.
Yeah.
So those are more my people.
I still don't
comedians.
Know how to use what's it called?
A toothbrush.
Judgment. Common sense.
Discord.
Oh, well.
I don't get Discord either.
Confusing as fuck.
I always need, I'll do like, sometimes after Spook Show, I'll do another movie on Discord, and I literally need someone to set it up for me and invite me in.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I just can't do
it. 4chan, don't, I have no idea how that works.
You're better off. But yeah, yeah. Discord's where it's at, man.
That's Reddit was the last thing that I learned how it worked. And I remember when I first got on Reddit, I was really confused. Upvote, downvote, all that shit, but it's so easy. It's so easy.
Two things confused you. A binary decision destroyed your world.
It was a lot, dude.
He was on ketamine. Down was up was down.
What is this story? 92-year-old man swears this single activity has helped him live a long, healthy life. What is this, Jorge?
Screaming the N-word out of his window every morning.
So this 92-year-old man in England, lived a hard life making furniture and doing lots of woodworking. And when he retired in his 60s, he needed something to keep him active. And when he was a teenager, he was really big into table tennis. So he started picking that back up, joined a table tennis club. And he says that that's the key to him being very healthy at 92, because it gets him up and active. It's a very, you have to use your mind in game. It's very, and he has to play against younger people.
It hasn't been taken over by minorities.
Exactly. You have to be in a club. Come on.
Well, first of all, I mean, really any sort of exercise, that's the takeaway there. It's not table tennis. It's a fucking old guy that's moving around and using his mind, of course.
I think it's also the social aspect and having something to do.
Is there a video of him playing?
Maybe 1 second.
It'd be funny if he sucked.
Yeah, he's fucking I'll destroy this old guy at table tennis. Fuck his world up.
Yeah, you
could probably kill him with the right shot.
You got to constantly bend over to pick up the ball because you suck.
Look at this guy. Yeah, he's terrible.
I was in the youth club, the YMCA. When I went on holiday, I always played. And there was a member from here told me to come up here. And he said, it's a lovely club.
Does he have the ping pong ball in his mouth right now?
I was wrong. They've helped me through mis-tab days, and they've helped me a lot. and I couldn't come to a better club. Yeah. Over the years, I think I have improved
a little. Who is this hot chick? Who's this hot chick out there? What's up, girl? Can't you hear us? Make sure she can
hear us. Ma'am, there's still time. Please, turn around.
Go. Who is this hot chick? Jorge, who is this? Oh, can they hear us? Fuck.
Yeah, they can hear us.
Fuck. Whoops. Oh, hey, oh, there's another hot chick. What's going
it's
on?
It's not too late.
Oh, you guys should kiss each other. Look at these hot, they're showing us their tits. Who are these hot whores that have walked into the studio?
They're relatives of Ralph, I believe.
They're relatives of Ralph. Oh, no, shit. They're they're not comics.
No, those are wealthy, attractive
women.
Did
they get all of the hot genes from Ralph's family? Who are these hot?
They have no interest in doing 5 minutes on your show at the Dojo of Comedy.
I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. What's going on? Oh, look at that. What's going on, girls?
And they're out of here. Good call. They're gone. You guys are smart.
There we go. Bye. Wow. Yeah, they're fucking.
You guys really dodged
a bunch of hot broads.
Dude,
in the
I hope those are like rich housewives that we're gonna invest in the network.
Yeah,
maybe that's too late now.
Now they're gonna go destroy hecklers.
I'm way in. I was way in. It's rare, but you know, when you look over through this little fishbowl and you see hot chicks swimming by, it's like you got to say something. You know, I'm sorry, miss. I didn't mean to disrespect you. That was a compliment. She said thank you. I think she likes me. Miss, is there any chance for you and I? None at all? Don't be that way. I have a lot of money.
And she's smart, too. She's got everything.
I'm very rich. I drive an Acura TLX. It's used. You're showing me your jewelry? I can buy you more jewelry, yes. She's showing me rings on her fingers. I don't know what that means. I don't respect your husband. I'll beat your husband's ass, just so you know, miss.
Let's see him.
I bet she looks like she's got money. She looks like she smells nice. Miss, can I smell you at least? Nothing. Okay, whatever. Just making sure. We sexually harass here, okay? You should know that. Before you come in our studio, just know we sexually harass, miss. This is above board. She doesn't care. She loves it. Look at her. She is flirting with me right now.
We can't see her.
You can't see her?
I lost her.
Yeah.
Ma'am, you look like you have a lot going for you, you know? You don't need this in your life right now.
You know what we should
Ma'am,
do?
Run.
We should do a web series where we just catcall women. That's a great web series.
What do you expect their reactions to be? Explosive? Receptive?
No, I think that they're... First of all, I think women like to be catcalled a little bit. I think they like the attention from men.
Mm.
And they don't want to admit it, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
They just won't... You know what? They got rid of the baby with the bathwater because they just wanted to get rid of the ugly guys saying stuff.
That's exactly the problem. You can't pick and choose who's going to catcall you, miss. Maybe you get off your high horse. Maybe you fucking climb down off that high horse, miss, okay? You don't get to pick and choose who's catcalling you, okay? You take it from one of us, you take it from all of us.
Yeah, that's life, man. You take the good with the bad. Nothing's, it's all sunshine and daisies? No, you get a fucking dud in there every once in a while calling you an ugly bitch anyway.
Miss, I don't know how Reddit works, okay? So, just know who you're dealing with. I would upvote the hell out of this woman.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I upvote her.
You need a relationship.
I do need a relationship. I'm fucking horny all the time now.
And ma'am, a million updutes to you.
I don't like that a hot blonde lady is just like a cat with yarn for Lewis. Like, we were on a completely different subject. And he's like, pussy!
Jorge, get the laser pointer.
Is that G Mike? What is going on with the studio today? There's so many people in studio today. It's getting wild. It's
being taken over. They're going to turn it into a country club.
Tim, you want to get some food after this?
For sure.
Nice.
You added a read of that.
All right, look, we're going to fucking wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up. This has been a fun show. Support Tim in everything that he does. Do not support Giannis.
Mm. You know? It's over for him, actually.
Yeah, fucking Giannis. Giannis just burnt a bridge here.
You ever hear of a blood feud?
Yep.
You're looking at the beginning of one.
This is it. You guys are the best. We'll be back on Friday with an exclusive episode just for you subscribers for Gas Digital. Until then, good night. When they making noise.